More than 130 rail guideway spans have been erected for the first 3 miles of the transit line. That's about 15% of what will be needed for the entire project. But as construction moves into downtown Waipahu, the first major population center, local businesses are asking for changes. Tanioka's Seafood and Catering on Farrington Highway wants greater access for EVA-bound customers. Tad Yamakawa is the retail division manager for Tanioka's.
Our main concern is a left turn into our market area. So a left turn closed, no one can turn on Moku'ola. That means the only way to get to our market, if you're coming westbound, is going all the way down and coming back. And that's something really vital that we need.
The Waipahu Neighborhood Board heard testimony from Tanioka representatives last month. But as heavy equipment moves closer to the downtown area, Jasmine Tanioka, who works for the family-owned business, made a personal plea.
Help us restore the left turn into our shopping complex. And if due to the pillars you're not able to restore our left turn, then we ask if you could put a traffic light where our left turn used to be. We had that left turn from the time my parents started the company.
The Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation says it continues to work on possible solutions, but safety is key. Time is also a factor. As Hart announced, 3,000 concrete segments have already been cast for guideways beyond Waipahu. Project Director Sam Cornaggio, representing Hart for the first time, told Waipahu Neighborhood Board members he will get an answer on the left turn lane within 2 weeks.
No promises, but we are going to study it, and we're going to share that information. We're not done, but we're on it. The CEO knows about it, and we're going to address it, and we'll get the information out to you.
Tanioka's employs 135 workers and has been in business in Waipahu since 1978. Neighborhood board member Connie Herolaga says Hart is reneging on a promise.
We were told when this board first approved rail that none of our important businesses would be in jeopardy or affected. You gave us a full blah, 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 that we're not going to do this and we're not going to do that. But now you're affecting Tanioka, one of our main businesses in Waipahu.
Another neighborhood board concern is the possible elimination of sidewalks along Farrington Highway. This will impact pedestrians and bus travelers in both directions. Neighborhood board member Marty Burke.
How hard is it to put a left turn lane in, to put a crosswalk in? How hard is it to put a traffic light in? But the problem is the people who are pushing rail aren't the ones who shop at Tanioka's.
There are an estimated 220 more businesses along the rail line that will be impacted by ongoing construction. That's more than 700 columns and guideway spans to go. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.